The great psychologist Abraham Maslow, some years ago, published a little work, a paper, in which he discussed the values for which people live. He named five: survival, security, prestige, personal relationships, and self-development. And I remember when I read that, I thought, these are exactly the values that go completely to pieces when one is seized with a mythological zeal. If there is something you're really living for, you will forget security. You will forget even survival. You will forget your prestige. You will even forget your friends. And as for self-development, that's gone. When Jesus said, "He who loses his life shall find it," he was talking about this. And it's that jump from the thing that animals live for to the thing that only a human being can live for that is the jump of the mystical moment of the virgin birth of the spiritual being in what had formerly been simply a human animal species. Now, Yeats, in his wonderful work, A Vision, speaks of two masks, two orders of masks that are impressed upon us, or that we impress upon ourselves. We are born. And the characteristic of the human being is that he is the animal without definition. A human being can become many, many different sorts of things according to the models that are presented to him. And the first model that is presented to him is the model, of course, that life puts upon him in babyhood and childhood, dependency on parents and so forth, dependency on them for protection, dependency on them also for advice, dependency on them for approval and instruction. And what they put upon him, Yeats calls the primary mask. Now, he compares this, which I'm about to talk about, namely the life curve of the individual and the changing of masks, to the cycle of the moon, 28-day cycle of the moon. The moon starts dark. This is the primary situation. And there's a gradual growth of light, a consciousness growing of your own personality, your own ego, your own potential. And at the eighth night of the moon, the first quarter, the light begins to dominate. At this moment, and this is the moment you're all in, there's the awakening of the sense of your own possibilities. And there follows a fight with the darkness, which is what the primary mask, which the society has put upon you, seems to be. Now, this is a period of great struggle for the emergence of the individual. There are societies that won't allow it to happen. Traditional societies absolutely will not bear deviation, and anyone who deviates is wiped out. This is happening, of course, the other side of the Iron Curtain right now as well. 13,000, according to a Russian report, 13,000 young people were massacred in Tibet last year.